Now that we are again on the first floor, may I tell you a bit more about our home and our lives here? 1905 was a year of change for us. My father died in February, but Maud was married that summer right here, in fact. We lived active lives in the following years, engaged in all sorts of civic affairs. But then, my beloved Robert became ill and died in 1909 at the age of 63. In 1935, I prepared a will, which gave this house to the women of Jamestown for their use as a meeting place. So now, here I am, in 1946, soon to be 80 years old. Not knowing what the future holds, but still, I feel blessed by all that I have been able to do and to have such a long and happy life behind me.
Elizabeth continued to live here until her death in August 1950, 3 months shy of her 84th birthday. Her home did become, as she had wished, a meeting place for the women of Jamestown, and so it continues today, providing a variety of programs and being a valuable asset to the city that was her home.